And now it's time for StoryCorps Atlanta. In 1952, Alabama natives Bonita and Bill Crawford had recently finished their medical degrees, she as a medical technologist and he as a general practitioner. Now, at 81 years old, Bonita talks with her daughter and granddaughter about what came next for the young couple.
We had a dream of going to some place and setting up a modern medical clinic where they never had one. We never talked about the money we were going to make. We're talking about new techniques and new patients and new opportunities. And we had a lot of choices to go to, but we chose a little town in North Alabama on Sand Mountain called Crossville. Five men in the town co-signed a note with the bank and for the full amount of the equipment and the building. In our clinic, we had five examining rooms, two labor rooms, and a minor surgery room. Crossville had 1,000 occupants. And when we left there, it's amazing, 11 years later, we had over 19,000 active patients. And we delivered about 4,000 babies. And because he was such a good diagnostician, people came from Birmingham, from Atlanta, all around. And he was able to help them in a lot of different ways.
Buddy did a lot of, my grandfather did a lot of house calls. You had a particular house call where the labor didn't go through as planned and Buddy ended up having to sleep in the next room. Do you want to tell that story?
Sure. Things were going well, but all of a sudden he had the call of nature. He knew they did not have a bathroom in the house. So he thought, and his bladder was about to bust, so he had to make a decision. And all the windows were nailed down. And he looked, and he spotted a knot hole in the floor. You could see chickens underneath. So he knelt down and covered himself with his coat and was doing his business when suddenly he heard a creak and a door opening. And he stiffened up and wouldn't move. But when he delivered the baby the next morning, he stopped by the barber shop. And the barber said, "Doc, come over here. I want to shake your hand. You're the finest thing that ever happened to this town." He said, "What are you talking about?" He said, "Everybody knows what you did when you were in that room by yourself. Those people said that you were worried about that lady and you went down there and got on your knees and we saw him praying for her." That's really turning something bad into something good. But we had a lot of house calls for various reasons. And probably the most challenging for us was when we got a call down to the valley, which was a non-paved, rocky mountain road down, and it was sleeting. He got down there, and he found a whole family in bed sick. They didn't have cover for most of their beds, no food in the house. They had no fire or no electricity. And he cleaned them up the best he could, and he went outside and chopped some wood and made a fire. He wrote prescriptions, and then he realized they couldn't go get them. So he went back to town, got the prescriptions filled and paid for them, went to our house, took just about all my canned goods because I had no food, and a lot of my good clothes, my favorite robe. But I know they enjoyed it.
That was Bonita Crawford speaking about her late husband with granddaughter Courtney Pierce. This was produced locally for WABE by Melissa Terry and recorded in partnership with the Atlanta History Center, which hosts Atlanta's StoryCorps booth. To book a time with a friend or a loved one, you can go to wabe.org/StoryCorps.